Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Devin Nunes, the guru CEO of Truth Social, a Medium platform that practices the First Amendment. The reason this is suddenly important is because of new revelations from the so-called Twitter files, Nat Taibbi, releasing from in his Substack publication, and in conversation online with his colleague Walter Kern, reveals an effort by operators who were sympathetic to the Democratic candidates in 16 and 20, who were antithetical to the Republican candidate in 16 and 20, and that Republican candidate's supporters. Those operatives, according to Matt Taibbi, practiced a kind of false information, sometimes known as agitprop, sometimes known as propaganda, sometimes known as fake news, that not only linked those operations to Twitter, the very dominating short-form news reporting of those of that period, but also linked Twitter to major news organizations led by, of course, the New York Times and the Washington Post and all of the attendant magazines and online sites. Devin, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. The Taibbi revelations in the Twitter files with documents point to a chain of false news reporting that was used to make this point. Donald Trump and his campaign are linked to the Russian bot and information operations out of Moscow directed to undermine Hillary Clinton or undermine Joe Biden and to advance chaos in America. That's the linkage between the operators who have a number of names. Democracy usually shows up. Twitter and the major news organizations that would then report on what the Russian bots, so-called, the Russian disinformation teams, were highlighting this week in order to sow dissent in America. Matt Taibbi says whatever was being reported was based upon false information that wasn't challenged, that wasn't checked, that wasn't sourced, and that all these years later, We've been living with the understanding that the Russians were always intervening, always looking to stir up America, and it was American operators who meant to do that. Did you know about this while the time you were investigating Russiagate and the activities of the FBI, the Department of Justice, the Hillary Clinton campaign, and other bad actors? Did you know that there was this disinformation campaign being run via Twitter, which Twitter had to know about, and major news organizations? Good evening to you, Devin.
Thanks, John. Great to be with you. So, of course, we did know this was happening. But if you go back in that time frame, there was so much incoming, so much fake news. We really just had to focus on the key points that we could move forward as we were trying to get to the truth. I think what Taibbi has been able to uncover because of the Twitter files, we knew about the operation that was ran against hashtag release the memo when the American people were speaking up, voicing support on social media for our outing of the corruption between the DNC, the Hillary campaign, the DOJ, and the FBI, and of course the Fusion GPS et al. Hashtag release the memo was trending. We learned about this a few weeks ago, that the people at Twitter knew it was bogus. Well, now Taibbi's continued to dig, and what he's found is that this whole group called Hamilton 68 which is a subsidiary of other groups of that are so-called, let's just call them the fact checkers. So the fact checkers is an area that I haven't been able to spend a lot of time on. We've known now for many, many years that the fact checkers are being funded by kind of these global elites, nonprofits, et cetera. And Hamilton 68 is one of those. And so what Taibbi was able to figure out is Hamilton 68 at the time, and I had actually forgot about this because there was just so much fake news and so much incoming at the time that, you know, back in those days that we just kind of glossed over it because every day was a new Russian scheme and a Russian conspiracy theory. And look, we knew that was all bogus because they were calling, you know, House Republicans Russian agents of Putin. They were calling Donald Trump, General Flynn. All of these people were being called Russian agents at the time. And, you know, what we were relying on was the actual intelligence, which I had spent many years actually focusing on Russia's plans and intentions, and knew that the Obama-Biden administration was a joke as it came to what Putin was doing, as evidence of all the issues that you covered on your show, most popular probably, or most important being the Hillary reset button leads to, you know, them not supporting Ukraine, leads to then a regime change in Ukraine, leads to little green men going into Crimea, all the games that were played in Libya. We can go on and on of all the shenanigans that Obama and Biden let happen. You know, meanwhile, you know, Republicans had said, hey, seems like Putin's kind of having his way with you here, Obama. So you can imagine for us, I was always like, show us the intelligence. If you've got it, let's see the goods. And at the end of the day, the only thing Comey, McCabe, and Strzok, and Page, and all these geniuses could come up with was the Steele dossier that we ultimately figured out was paid for and concocted by the Clinton campaign. So I just go through all that, really, John, to say that, you know, when you go back at the time, you know, just having these multiple stories with now Taibbi this week is actually able to go back and he can connect, I think what he said was dozens and dozens of stories that were related to this Hamilton 68. And Taibbi and his partner on the podcast, forgive me, I forget his name, John.
Walter Kern, the novelist Kern. And journalist, yes.
Yeah, so they actually go through and do a very nice job of describing how the so-called, let's go back to the fact checkers, these global fact checkers, which are basically just production units for false narratives. And this is, it looks like they've got it just completely nailed down that dozens of stories came from this Hamilton 68, that there was this Russian bot and troll farm that was operating. And then what they found is that this was based off of Twitter accounts, which we don't know exactly who those Twitter accounts are at this point. I think they're still doing some investigative reporting, but it sounds like from their reporting it was either people who had no followers, people who didn't post very much, or in some cases, you know, very prominent people who would have no connection whatsoever to Russia. And it's amazing. I think they mentioned the name David Horowitz, who I think, John, as you know, is a
right,
you know, longtime, very conservative American thought leader, you know, not liked by the left, but surely not a guy who would be associated with a Putin-run Russian bot farm. So it looks like, you know, the old saying of it, you know, we knew it was out there, but there was circumstantial evidence, but no lead on the target. Here you have Taibbi putting ink on the target thanks to his access of the Twitter files that have now been released with Elon Musk's purchase of Twitter.
It is shocking to me, an outsider and a civilian. To give one example, I recall, Devin, when you were accused of being a Russian agent as chair of the House Intelligence Committee, and I wondered, where did that idea come from? Well, it turns out that was used more than once. And the time that Taibbi and Kern emphasized was when Tulsi Gabbard, a member of the Democratic Party, a member of the Democratic House, thinking about running for president or becoming prominent as a critic of certain aspects of the Democratic Party. Tulsi Gabbard was targeted by this operation as somebody who was passing on Russian information or disinformation. Tulsi Gabbard was trending on Twitter, and that was a way of demonstrating that the Russians were trying to emphasize her possible campaign in order to foment dissension, and also because she was a witting recipient of Russian attention. They concocted this whole thing. Twitter cooperated with it, knowing that the bots that they were identifying as emphasizing Tulsi Gabbard were bogus or innocent people who were unaware of this. And then it was picked up in major news organizations. And I believe, Devin, they said not dozens, hundreds of stories over the year, over a year and a half. Story after story after story. And Taibbi has been making phone calls to the list, which he's not revealed. He's just named a few people, Tulsi Gabbard being a very prominent member of the political class. Tulsi Gabbard, he's calling the people who didn't tweet much, who are civilians, saying, did you know about this? No, I didn't know about it. He's also put calls into the newspapers, writers, and correspondents to say, did you know that you were being given information that was bad, that was sourced? And he hasn't got much back in the way of people admitting to it. In other words, the major journalists who were burned by this operation are not now calling out, I was burned, which leads you to conclude possibly they knew about it.
They were in on it. Well, of course they were in. They knew about it, John. I mean, that goes back to the whole dossier that was circulating back in 2016. And remember Lee Smith, the great writer who wrote, who really followed the Russia hoax closely. You know, he actually got access to what we didn't even know at the time, but the proto dossier. So before there was the Steele dossier, there were other dossiers that were being floated to these same journalists. So they all knew who was behind it. And that's why, they went to such great lengths to, whether it was me and the Republicans on my committee or whether it was reporters like Matt Taibbi, anyone who called BS was then, it got turned on them. And then you got accused of being a Russian agent. And John, maybe just one more little addition to this segment here that I think you'd find interesting. The idea that this Hamilton 68, the so-called fact checker group, would concoct 300 supposed Twitter accounts that they would use, follow, and whatever was trending based on those accounts. In other words, they're talking about hashtag release the memo. Oh, Putin's now directed these people. I mean, that's what they were doing. Well, at the same time they concocted an imaginary bot farm, you have to remember bot farms back in 16 and 17 and 18, all the way up probably until Elon Musk just bought this, there were companies all over Washington, D.C. and around the globe who specialized in being able to make whatever you wanted trend. So they basically had bot farms for hire and bot farms that they would build. And in fact, if you this was one of the cases that I had brought against Twitter. Unfortunately, the corrupt judicial system in this country didn't let the case go forward because now, of course, everything that I had sued Twitter over, we now know it was true. But what we had evidence of and what we sued under one of the many items was that there were bot farms that were created against me to target me, to call me a Russian agent, right? Which we tried to expose that at the time. And unfortunately, that case didn't move forward. But now we know that that was true. So at the same time that they were dreaming up and making imaginary bot farms for fake fact checkers to use, there were numerous companies out there, including Fusion GPS, who was aligned with these, John, who could hire and actually cause problems for people like a Tulsi Gabbard or like me or any of their political enemies. I mean, these were for hire. This was not a secret in Washington. There were people going around specializing in this type of activity. And now, like I said, I think there is finally some ink on the target on these so-called global fake fact checkers. So there'll be more to the story to come.
Former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee and ranking on the House Intelligence Committee, Congressman Devin Nunes, now a guru leader, a thought leader. I like that, Devin, thought leader. A thought leader on social media platforms practicing the First Amendment. That would be Truth Social. We're going to turn to more politics related to Russiagate when we come back, because one of the major antagonists to Devin's work at the Intelligence Committee has just announced his candidacy for the Senate seat not yet opened in California. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
By law, 21 plus, terms and conditions apply.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.